Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. A 7-month-old killed by a stray bullet in East Williamsburg. One of two suspects is yet to be caught.
His accomplice in police custody, but the getaway driver still at large. Surveillance video showing the two riding a moped the wrong way on Humboldt Street before crashing into an oncoming car.
We are lucky that we're still alive around here. I was in shock.
That reaction from neighbors like Cynthia after learning the gunman's stray bullet killed baby girl Kayori Patterson Moore. NYPD Commissioner Jessica Tisch says the suspect
is the subject of a massive NYPD manhunt. And all New York City police officers have a very clear picture of this outstanding suspect on their phones.
Yeah, police say he was last seen running towards the Marcy houses. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Brooklyn.
Faith leaders and several elected officials to take part in a prayer vigil today across from Delaney Hall in Newark. This following the ICE detention of the minister from the Gathering Place Church in Elizabeth. The Reverend Enid Almanzar is chairwoman of the Latino National Evangelical Coalition.
Pastor Jason Cortez was completing a routine delivery at the Walmart in Linden. And about 5 minutes after picking up his delivery, he was stopped by immigrations and custom enforcement agents who alleged that he had missed a court date.
She says this was a deliberate detainment without reason against a man who's beloved in the community.
The fact is that the indiscriminate immigration enforcement that has happened over the last 14 months has torn apart American families and communities. And now it's striking directly at the heart and soul of the nation, the church.
She also says she thinks today's event will make a difference.
We believe that a combination of the voices of our community from our church, as well as those elected officials that have learned about the case and are partnering with us, are going to move the needle for our dear brother Jason.
The vigil is set for 10 a.m. Police investigating what appears to have been a murder-suicide in Queens. A 20-year-old man and his 18-year-old girlfriend both found fatally shot in an apartment on 84th Street near 34th Avenue in Jackson Heights. She is identified as Kiriana Jimenez Rodriguez. Police say it appears the boyfriend shot her and then himself. His name was not immediately released. The weapon was recovered on scene. It's going to be a later start for the trial of the man accused of murdering the CEO of United Healthcare. This is to give the defense more time to prep.
A federal judge telling Luigi Mangione and his legal team that she's willing to push his federal trial back until the end of October or early November. Two dates she's now considering, October 26th or even November 2nd. Karen Friedman-Agnifilo asking the judge to push it to January of 2027. But the prosecution also speaking up, saying the longer the trial is pushed back, the more likely witnesses' memories will fade. The judge says she's skeptical moving the trial to 2027 as the state trial still hasn't been adjourned. She says aim for the federal trial to begin end of October or early November. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, outside a federal court.
It's a split verdict in the trial of the man accused of killing NYPD Detective Jonathan Diller. Yes on manslaughter, no on the most serious charge.
Guy Rivera is not guilty of first-degree murder. Diller was killed during a traffic stop in Far Rockaway. PBA President Pat Hentry says there's no doubt this case was murder one.
The facts were there. He squeezed the trigger. He intended to shoot Jonathan Diller, and he did, and he killed him. That is murder one.
Rivera was found guilty on all the other counts, including manslaughter and the attempted murder of Diller's partner, Queens DA Melinda Katz.
This shooting wasn't accidental, and it wasn't impulsive. Guy Rivera was not only armed with an illegal firearm, he was ready and willing to use it.
Rivera faces a max sentence of 90 years to life in prison. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The man who went on a 5-day bank robbing spree here in the city 2 weeks ago has been caught in Newark. Police say 33-year-old Gustavo De Jesus Torres is the one who handed notes to tellers at Chase branches in Long Island City, Jackson Heights, downtown Brooklyn, Flatbush, Harlem, and Melrose. Each one threatened harm, but not all were effective. In 3 of the 6 attempts, prosecutors say he left without getting any cash. In the others, he ended up with $320, $265, and just $20, respectively. The New York City Council's out with its counterproposal to Mayor Mamdani's budget plan.
Our plan outlines a viable path forward, one that closes the shortfall without raising property taxes, without cutting critical services and without drawing down the rainy day fund.
Those were some of the more controversial proposals in the mayor's version, something Council Speaker Julie Menin says were a non-starter.
We have been a hard no on the property tax. We also are a hard no on raiding the rainy day fund. And we released a report that showed that if you raid the rainy day fund, all that does is increase our borrowing costs and actually costs the city of New York a tremendous amount of money in the future.
Well, the plan does include free bus and subway rides for a whole lot of New Yorkers.
We are specifically calling for the expansion of programs like Fare Fares to make buses and subways free for those earning up to at least 150% of the federal poverty level.
1010 Winds has reached out to the MTA for comment. We're waiting for a response. As for the overall council proposal, Mayor Mamdani said any plan that claims we can close the budget gap without significant new revenue is unrealistic. The city has launched New York's first child care map for parents. This features info on some 10,000 child care providers and helps you filter them by location, your child's age, and cost. It's also got inspection records, program and scheduling info, and both walking and mass transit directions. The map is at nyc.gov/childcare. A Baldwin man accused of not only operating a funeral home without a license, but of keeping 13 decomposing bodies in the place. This is at the Camelot funeral home. 55-year-old Michael Naughton now facing a 20-count indictment by New York Attorney General Letitia James' office. The names of the deceased were redacted from that paperwork. Naughton pleaded not guilty. So far, no comment from the Legal Aid Society of Westchester, which is listed as his defense. Megan Thee Stallion, going to be okay. Yeah, she took to Instagram to let fans know after she was taken to the hospital mid-show while performing in the role of Zidler in Moulin Rouge on Broadway. She wrote that it was a real wake-up call and really scared her. She says she's been running on empty and her body finally said, enough. Megan added that she just needs one day to rest and reset and she'll be back on stage tonight. She told fans that she hates letting them down, and she thanked them for loving her through everything.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.